You know, my beautiful friends, we so misjudge others. We don't know what's going on in the heart of another human being unless you love them the most. You'll never know. You know, in the 60s, in the summer, on my way to Israel, I would always stop in Europe. Without mentioning names of the city, there was one Chassidische Besmedrisch, give me a little taste how Europe was before the Second World War. And especially Shabbos morning, the davening was so good. I'm walking in Shabbos morning to the synagogue, and the chazan has no voice at all. Not only doesn't have a good voice, his songs make no sense. And he can't even read, he's skipping words. I was so disgusted. It was clear to me, he was probably a rich man, and he wants to be the cantor, he wants to be the chazan. He gives a few rubles to the synagogue and they let him pray. And I thought, oh, how disgusting. I decide I'm not going to daven with him. I go in a corner and daven by myself. But you know, when they take out the Torah, you want to kiss the Torah? And walk up to the bima and open your hearts, friends. I saw the chazan holding the Torah, and two people are holding the chazan. I asked somebody, why are they holding him? And they said to me, don't you know? He is the blind chazan. He was one of the greatest tenors in Europe before the war. He was the chazan in Lemberg. He was in Auschwitz. He lost his voice. He lost his eyes. I looked at him. I saw scars all over his face. They whipped him over his face. I was so ashamed of myself. He kept on telling me he didn't want to daven anymore. He says, I don't know the words. People said, no, we remember you're davening from Lemberg. Please honor us one more time. I mean, friends, can you imagine how he was praying? I'll never daven like this on Yom Kippur. I was so ashamed of myself. So when he passed by with the Torah, instead of kissing the Torah, I kissed his hands. And you know, Neshamal and Darwin, sometimes you're at the end, God have compassion upon you. I absolutely didn't have a place for myself anymore. When I kissed his hand, he turned to the people who were with him and he says, who kissed my hand? They said, Shlomo Karlbach. He stopped and he says, Shlomo, I like your melodies. Give me back my soul. I stayed an extra week and I took long walks with him. But you know what happened after that? 4 weeks later, I was told the blind chazan has a new position. He's a chazan in Gan Eden. I